Shabbos Kodesh, Oy, Tashas Yisroel, Tzachan Avar Yeres, Oy, Yonir, Bo, Yon, Midesh, En, Beis, Echo, Oy, 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 Kol, Esoy, Noyam, Shabbos, Hamas, Emes, U, Misach, Edes, Oy, 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 Miskulos,
Quick thought, Rabosa, I have to admit, I already shared this with one or two of the guys in the shiur in a different context, but I think it's kedai enough to hear it again, and for the other 30 guys, Mirtz Hashem, to hopefully grow from, and for myself to be mischazik. We can easily highlight the difference going from last week's parsha to this week's parsha, and the protagonists, Noach and Avram, and the lives that they led, and the traits that they exemplified for us, where we can learn something, where it's something we maybe shouldn't learn. The name of the parsha itself, Noach, not just has the name of the parsha, but also sort of defines who he was in a positive sense. Zeh Yenachameinu, when he's born, so he was given that name, Noach, he's going to be a Nechama. I happened to meet the other day, a ger came to the Bezin, a potential ger, someone who's going to be converting next week. So he came to the Bezin for his final exam, last week, and the Rabbanim told him he's good to go, and he's going to the mikveh next week. His name is Nick. His name is Nick. He's Italian. And the Rabbanim asked him, so what do you want to, what's your name going to be? He said, I want it to be Noach. I want to be Noach. He said, it was the first of our Torah ever gave was Parshas Noach, and this week is Parshas Noach, but I also feel he's a doctor. He said, I feel that I in my life I've come to be someone who brings a lot of comfort to others, and I want that to be my name as well. But Noach, at the end of the Parsha, takes Noach in a different direction. Right? Everyone's name is sort of their potential, and they can do a lot of things with it, good and bad. Noach also means to rest. And Noach, after he gets out of Teva, first thing he does, he brings a carbon, and then he retires. Plants a vineyard, drinks, goes to sleep, gets drunk, and that's really the last we hear of him in any, you know, good way. You know, the end of that story doesn't really finish so nicely. So we can understand, we discussed last week, after witnessing the Mabel, watching the world being destroyed, it was devastating. So when people go through tragic life events, so some people, they go to the bar and, you know, try to drink away their sorrows. But he just said, that's it, I quit. Noach, I'm done. I did what I could. It's hard for me to watch, but I quit. I'm going to throw in the towel. Avram Avinu, though, he's defined by the parsha, Lech Lecha. What happens before the parsha even begins? We know Avram is told to go to Eretz Yisrael, but before the parsha even begins, he knocks down these idols, he's thrown into a fiery furnace. It comes out alive, and only then does his career begin. Right? According to the Rambam says, counts the 10 nisyonos of Avraham, and that's not on the list. You'd think, like, you know, smashing idols and going thrown into a fiery furnace, that would be a test for me, right? But not for Avram. His tests only begin after that. And Avram could have retired after he beat the furnace, after he beat Nimrod, just like Noah did. I showed the world there's a God. What more do you want from me? I gave my life. I was prepared to give my life for it. I'm done. Retire. Let my children, let Yitzhak take over from here. No. The first thing we hear about Avram is Lech Lecha. I'm going to keep going. After that test, it doesn't even count as a test. The first thing that matters is that he keeps on his mission that he follows through with for the rest of his life. That's a Jew. A Jew never stops. I have to thank Zach for showing me an important word from Mayor Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi. Famously said that when Hashem showed Avram Avinu the stars, he says, count them. It wasn't just, you know, what they tell in kindergarten. Oh, you're going to count. And, you know, my daughter in pre-1A came home with homework on Tuesday. Abba, I have homework today. I have to count the stars. And the Mora said I have to come back tomorrow and tell her how many there were. So I smiled. So obviously the exercise of futility. You can't count that many. There are going to be so many Jews, descendants of Avram Avinu. So Dr. Meir Shapiro, no. He said, Avram Avinu, count them. And Avram Avinu is still counting them. It's impossible. It's impossible to count all the stars. But that's what Hashem wants. Your descendants are going to be like the stars. They're going to be just like that. They're going to keep counting. They're going to do the impossible. And even when it doesn't make any sense what they're doing, because you can't count all the stars, they're not going to stop. That's what a Jew. That's what a Jew defines a Jew. Throughout all the impossible situations in history, Klal Yisrael kept going. I heard a story from Rabbi Feiner about Reb Nosson Sherman. The story. Reb Nosson Sherman went to the hospital once. He's visiting someone. Two more minutes. And the person there was fighting cancer. And he said, Rabbi Sherman, because of you, I'm still alive today, fighting cancer. Otherwise, I would have given up a long time ago. Rabbi Sherman didn't even know who he was. He said, 35 years ago, you were an umpire, and I was like, you know, like a Jewish Little League or something like that. And I hit the ball. It was a little dribbler to the shortstop. So everyone knew it was gonna be an out. So I walked off the field and went back to the dugout. And meanwhile, it's a Little League, so what happens when there's a dribbler to the shortstop? Goes through his legs, and goes to the outfield. And so the whole team starts yelling, run, 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 go to first base. Robert Sherman called him out. He said, this is a Jewish league. Jews never stop running. You never stop pushing. You never give up. A Jew doesn't give up, and in a Jewish league, you give up, you're out. Doesn't matter what happened with the ball. So he said, because of that lesson you taught me when I was a kid, I'm sitting here fighting cancer for years, but I haven't given up, and I keep on pushing, because that's what defines a Jew. There's always something to be done. There's always something to accomplish. There's always a new hurdle to overcome. And just when we think, no, I'm just like, you know, just give me a few minutes. But even in that rest, there's a way to find a new productivity, a new opportunity. One of the reasons I said this was I was at Marv last week, the base manager Shear, and there are two guys from the Shear who they got up to Yitn Lecha. So everyone holds that even if the minion of the shul is to say Yitn Lecha at the end of the davening, if I come from a shul where they don't say Yitn Lecha, so unlike all other minhagim, I don't follow the minhag of the shul, and I stand quietly in respect, you know, like a moment of silence. So I saw these two guys, wonderful talmidim, who mamash keep our shul going. I said to myself, mamash, they're just standing there doing nothing. We're in a shul. A Jew doesn't stand by and do nothing. There's no such thing. That's Noach. A Jew is Lech Lecha. I pulled them over and said, we're going to learn. For 2.5 minutes, we learned. Did we finish us? And finish us. We asked Akasha, we came up with 3 answers, followed up with it the next week, all because we took 2.5 minutes to not just stand by and do nothing. No such thing. You're waiting for Chazaras Shas, Rabosai, you can finish Shash Mishnayas in a matter of months by learning a couple Mishnayas while we're waiting for the Chazan, a pocket Mishnah. We're waiting for the Chazan to begin Shemot Esrei. There should be no dead time in your life. You're going from building to another. Put a shear in your ear. Listen. Tell Rabosai, it separates the men from the boys. You're going to work, you're going to be on the subway. Don't waste time. Should never be any downtime. Avram teaches us, Lech Lecha, you never stop moving. Looking for more opportunities to grow, and you'll find it's a lot easier to do that than you think once you start doing that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.